This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A new Chinese restaurant is open on East 11th Street, and here to tell us what he thinks about Old Thousand is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So what kind of Chinese food is being served at Old Thousand? Is this like Americanized Chinese food or more authentic Chinese food?
You know, you can apply different labels to different cuisines, obviously, and there can be an argument about which one is more appropriate.
Fair enough.
The guys at Old Thousand, I guess, decided what their food is dope Chinese food, because it says dope Chinese on the side of their takeout bag, I noticed, when I got some leftovers to go.
So what does that mean?
So what that means is it's just really good. I mean, you have different influences. My review that's in the Statesman starts off talking about this amazing bowl of Nai Nai chicken congee. So when you're eating it, it's just this big, warm, fragrant rush. So you're not wondering like, oh, is this Cantonese? And is there always chicken in Cantonese congee? Or where does this come from? It's just really good Chinese.
Dope Chinese food. So who else is running it?
James runs it with co-executive chef David Beck, which I think I'm pronouncing that right, who is of Korean origin. So you'll see some influences from that as well. They are both veterans of the Uchi Empire, Uchiko and Uchi respectively. So you've got different influences. You've got the Sichuan influence of Chongqing chicken, which comes with Sichuan chili oils, kind of gives you that little numbing floral taste. You've also got Kung Pao cauliflower, which is probably the spiciest dish on the menu. It's got chilies and toasted cashews. It's really nutty flavor. A little bit salty, but nice and spicy. There's also a nice crunchy cucumber and jellyfish salad that has a lot of texture to it and some little wood ear mushrooms. And again, it has some of that mala vinaigrette, which means icy hot. So it's kind of that hot, cold, numbing sensation. And then throughout the menu, you've got different noodles and rice dishes, a clay pot, pineapple beef. And so something like pineapple beef, you might think, oh, that sounds like Americanized Chinese. But it's a really thoughtful approach. The steak is cooked nicely. The grilled pineapple comes in big chunks that have been caramelized. And you've got some Chinese celery breaking up that sweetness just a little bit. And the chili pineapple sauce gives some nice heat to balance out the sweetness. So you've really got a variety of things there.
What's the vibe like at Old Thousand?
Old Thousand has a fun kind of a house party vibe. They've got a fairly loud soundtrack. It doesn't overwhelm. They've got a bit of a hip-hop vibe there, in part because they have a panda dressed like Biggie Smalls.
Nice.
Painted on a mural. They also have a mural, a mashup of Mao Zedong and Donald Trump, which is pretty frightening and speaks to their subversive sense of humor. But they play hip-hop music and rock and roll. I heard everything from Tribe Called Quest to David Bowie. And so it's fun. It's casual. But the service is still thoughtful. They do a good job of describing the dishes. The prices are, you know, in between 9 and the mid-teens. Nothing's too expensive. And so it's a fun vibe. They have a full bar, and they make actually really good cocktails, which was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about the cocktails now. What do they got?
Well, they have a Bad Hombre cocktail.
What's that?
Which is this kind of smoky and spicy sweet mezcal drink that has some Sichuan chili pepper around it. So they mix in some of those elements from the kitchen as well. But it's a fun drink menu. It's more than I expected, for sure.
Anything you didn't like about the place?
You know, the one thing I keep running into, people repurposing other people's brisket for dishes. So they use Micklethwaite brisket from just down the street there, which I love when I get it, you know, at 11 o'clock from the trailer. But just as there's other pizza places that use really great brisket from other restaurants and vendors on their pizzas, like, I just don't want people repurposing other people's brisket. So it's kind of fun. It's with Chinese sausage, which is actually really good, and this fried rice. So it just seems to be a trend. While I get it and everybody loves brisket, I don't think we need to put it on everything.
Okay. Well, the restaurant is called Old Thousand. It's on East 11th Street, just east of I-35 near Waller. You can read Matthew Odom's full review right now at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.